Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, July 21st, 2014. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, charges are struck in passport scam. From the region, enough water to last Jamaica corporate area until October, says NWC. And internationally, Nigeria's Boko Haram controls Damboa in Borno. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Quartz Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Details of these stories and more coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
Get everything on your checklist at Quartz. Amazing deals with laptops starting at $16.99, tablets starting at $3.99, and smartphones starting at $3.99. Also, shop today and pay absolutely nothing until next school term. So come in today and take advantage of these great deals and get what you need only at Quartz, bringing value home.
For decades, we've put our juvenile offenders through the established criminal justice system. Unfortunately, for the most part, this has been more harmful to our children, producing repeat offenders and hardened criminals. It's time for a change. The OECS Juvenile Justice Reform Project advocates an alternative. It's known as diversion and includes resolving juvenile matters outside our courts. Restoration, by repairing the harm done, focusing on the needs of and repairing relationships between victims, our young offenders, and our communities. Let us promote diversion and give our children a second chance. Reformed, reaccepted, and reunited with a community that loves without judgment. The Juvenile Justice Reform Project, a new path to changing lives for good. Funded by USAID and the OECS Secretariat.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli. Dragon Windows, located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st. Dragon Windows.
After being before the court for close to 4 years, a case of conspiracy against former Attorney General Bernard Wiltshire and four others was dismissed on Monday. The case was thrown out on the grounds that the prosecution was not ready for the first stage of the process without a valid reason. Q95's Arlene Gregoire has more.
Thank you, Kimberly. Wiltshire, along with Harold Henry and the public servants Lyndon Marie, Nash Mitchell, and Kimana James, were all implicated in the matter. It is alleged that whilst Wiltshire, Henry, Marie, and Mitchell fraudulently conspired to obtain Commonwealth of Dominican passports, the charges were 14 counts of forgery, including possession and uttering a forged Commonwealth of Dominica passports and birth certificates. On Monday, the DPP officer requested an adjournment in the matter on the grounds that the attorney who had conducted the matter, Afflin Nesty, was no longer with that office, and the new attorney attached to the case was currently on sick leave. She also indicated that the bundle for paper committal was incomplete. Attorney Zena Dyer, who held the papers for attorney David Bruni, who represents Bernard Wiltshire in the matter, informed the magistrate Ali Gill that the excuses for adjournment requested by the office of the DPP were not acceptable. Legal representatives of James and Marie both agreed that the request for an adjournment was an abuse of process, considering that their clients have continued to appear in court since 2011. In response, a magistrate Magistrate Arlie Gill informed that reasons stated by the DPP were inadequate and that justice must not just be done, but it should be seen to be done. Magistrate Gill notes that it was unjust to have the defendants continuously return into court, and for these reasons, all charges against the defendants have been struck off. The current DPP, Evelina Baptist, had excused herself from the matter while she was sitting as chief magistrate, and so too did Magistrate Ozzie Lewis. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks, Arlene. The government of Dominica on Monday hosted the opening ceremony of the validation workshop on the establishment of the Caribbean Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency at the Dominica State House Conference Center. The United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, in cooperation with CITSDOC, represented by the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center and the Austrian Development Agency, ADA, are assisting the Caribbean countries in the establishment of the Caribbean Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency. The initiative follows up on an official request of CITSDOC to UNIDO and the Austrian government to assist in the creation of regional sustainable energy centers for SIDS in the Caribbean, Pacific, Africa, and the Indian Ocean. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has stated that Dominica is the ideal location for the Caribbean Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency.
Several studies that have been conducted in the Caribbean identify the lack of political will as a major barrier to the development of RE and EE. The lack of adequate investments in these areas has also been identified as one of the failures of regional governments. Dominica has displayed the political will and leadership to move RE and EE by its significant investments in them over the years. Since the 1980s, Dominica has been generating about 25% of its electricity from hydropower. From 2001, the government of Dominica, in collaboration with its partners, invested over US$25 million in the development of geothermal energy thus far.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit also endorsed the establishment of the Caribbean Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency, as it has the potential to play an important role in renewable energy and energy efficiency in the Caribbean. Same time, Chairman of SIDS, Dr. Vince Henderson, says the intention of this is not to replace, but to complement already existing renewable energy and energy efficiency centers and programs in the region.
Our intention is not to replace, but to complement and to assist with the coordination of facilities and mechanisms that already exist in the Caribbean. We are therefore committed to working toward the successful establishment of the center in the most suitable location in the Caribbean. Such a location should enhance the work of the center by focusing on learning by doing. The manifestation of renewable energy projects, especially those that are both capital and technology intensive, such as geothermal, is critical to building confidence in renewable energy.
Vince Henderson, the government of Austria through the Austrian Development Agency, has committed to fund the establishment and first operational phase. The Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division are among those who continue to pay tribute to Mr. Gifford. Walsh faced a tragic death during a vehicular accident on Saturday night in the McCushery area. Employees at the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division say they are saddened by the news and that one of his employees, Mr. Gifford Kelly Walsh, is no longer with them. Mr. Walsh joined the division in 1997 and has since served in the capacity of finance officer for the user fee program. His work entails the management of the system whereby non-resident visitors to the island are in possession of user fee tickets before entering the various designated eco-tourist sites. In an emotional interview with Q95 News, officer with the responsibility for national parks, Ronald Charles, says the division will remember Mr. Walsh always as a hard-working, dedicated, conscientious, and easygoing person who worked well with his peers, always respectful, and certainly an excellent team player.
He was a real credit to the division, a character threat that ought to be emulated by all public officers. The division is very pleased to have benefited from the services of Mr. Walsh. The Honorable Minister, Permanent Secretary, Director of Forestry, Wildlife and National Park, and the staff, which also is Lido with Regina Walsh, his children and grandchildren, neighbors, the sporting facility, and indeed everyone who knew him and is touched by Gifford Walsh's sudden and tragic past. We understand your loss. We too feel a sense of loss, a big void and emptiness that only time will fill and heal. You have not only lost a husband, father and dear friend. Dominica has lost a dear son and an exemplary citizen. Hereby extend our sincere heartfelt condolences and the truth of God's abundant strength and consolation in this very trying and difficult time. Be serious and peace.
Ronald Charles, political leader of the UWP Lennox Linton, has also added his voice to those remembering the fallen cricketer, musician and family man Gifford Walsh. In an interview with Q95's Hot Seat host, Linton says he is privileged to have been able to admire the many talents of Mr. Walsh.
I too, Matt, would like to extend my condolences to the family of Gifford Walsh. Gifford Walsh is someone I knew very well because I actually grew up in the same neighborhood like him. Back of public works there as we were going to school, and one of the gentlemen that I had the privilege of admiring his sporting talent, tremendous sporting talent. He, as you noted, he represented the island both in cricket and in football, but some of us who grew up in the area there were the ones who witnessed the early years of his talent and how it mushroomed on the national level to something really wonderful. But apart from the sports, Gifford Walsh also played music. So here you had a man who was engaged at building his skills in football, in cricket, doing his work at school, and still finding time to play in a band. He actually played rhythm guitar for Liquid Ice. So it's a sad time. I was on the scene of the accident late in the early hours of the morning there on Saturday. Quite an experience. So my condolences to the family and to all those who feel his passing in a special way.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. The Dominica Cricket Association is mourning the death of a former national player. Gifford Walsh passed away Saturday night after being involved in a vehicular accident on the McCushry Road. Walsh was a former national wicketkeeper and batsman, a member of the Cavaliers Sports Club, the Dominica Cricket Association, and a national selector. He served on the executive of the association for the past 10 years in the capacity of assistant secretary, treasurer, and events coordinator for regional and international games. President of the Dominica Cricket Association, Emmanuel Nanthan, says Walsh worked very hard for cricket's development, and his death is a tremendous loss for the Dominican cricket or cricketing fraternity.
Walsh was an executive member of the Dominican Cricket Association. He served very well with us. He has been working for a number of years with us. He's a former national player, wicketkeeper, batsman. He's been for the Cavaliers Sports Club for a number of years. Over the past decade or thereabout, he has been serving with the Cricket Association. He has been our events coordinator when we have international matches, and even when we have our regional matches. Walsh was a dedicated, committed, hard-working administrator. His family was very close to cricket, his wife being a women's cricket coordinator and manager of the women's team. The loss of Walsh was a surprise and shock for all of us. It's going to be difficult for his family. And we want to wish his family and friends all the best. It's going to be a tight time.
President of the Dominica Cricket Association, Emmanuel Nanthan. A 40-year-old man of Portersville is now a patient at the intensive care unit at the Princess Margaret Hospital as a result of a vehicle accident which occurred about 1 a.m. on July 19, 2014 on the Dame Mary Eugenia Charles Boulevard in Roseau. Eyewitness reports indicates that while Earl Douglas was crossing the street from east to west, a pickup traveling southbound struck Earl to the ground and was subsequently driven over by a car which was heading northbound. Police reports indicates that both vehicles did not stop and fled the scene. Earl sustained serious head injuries and was taken to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was treated and then admitted. Two vehicles have now been seized by the police in connection with the accident while the investigations continue. And Prime Minister and Finance Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit says all is set for the presentation of the 2014-2015 national budget. The Prime Minister says the budget speech has been prepared, reviewed, and government is prepared to present it to the nation on Wednesday, July 23rd at the House of Parliament from 10 a.m. He says the country's tax system, relief for pensioners, and the tourism sector are some of the highlights of the 2014-2015 budget.
The budget speech has been prepared, it has been reviewed, and it is now final. I have closed shop, so to speak, on the budget speech, and the government is prepared to present the 2014-2015 budget address to the nation. One can look to a number of very critical measures to do with the tax system in Dominica, measures to do with dealing with pensioners. Pensioners have been raising certain concerns in the country, and we have taken due cognizance of the concerns which they've raised. There are persons also who have not qualified for a pension, and therefore who have not been receiving a pension. And some kind of measure will be presented to deal with the concern which we encounter on a regular basis going through the length and breadth of Dominica. Also, with regards to the various sectors, particularly tourism, there will be some new measures that will be put forward towards creating a better environment for tourism, greater buoyancy in the tourism industry.
Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Roosevelt Skerrit. In news from the region now, the Jamaica National Water Commission is moving to assure residents that it has enough water to serve the corporate area until October. Recent reports suggested that there was only 1 month's supply of water at the two main catchment facilities in the corporate area. The NWC's vice president in charge of operations, Mark Blair, says the commission has been working tirelessly on its pipe network to ensure that water can be shared from the least affected to worst affected areas. Blair also says considerable work has been done to ensure that persons have water for at least 8 hours each day. With the NWC's emergency management system in place, the vice president says the entity is constantly monitoring and regulating water supply to ensure that supplies last until October, when the rains are expected to return. And on the international scene, Nigeria's militant Islamists are in control of the key town of Damboa in northeastern Nigeria, a local vigilante leader has told the BBC. The force defending the town fled on Sunday, and Islamist group Boko Haram's black flag is now flying over Damboa, he said. At least 40 people were killed when Boko Haram attacked Damboa on Friday, the leader added. The group has been fighting since 2009 to create an Islamic State in Nigeria. In April, it sparked international outrage by abducting more than 200 girls from their boarding school in Chibok in Borno State, like Damboa. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first, a recap of our headlines. Charges struck in a passport scam. Enough water to last Jamaica corporate area until October, says NWC, and Nigeria's Boko Haram controls Damboa in Borno. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited, Quartz Dominica Limited, Dragon Windows, and Orange Media. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I am Kimberly Benjamin.